So to deal with overtourism takes first good government policies and coordinated efforts by the government, civil society, academics, NGOs, and so on, working together to make master plans for how to deal in a multifaceted way with overtourism. So at this moment, Cuba is not really facing the problems of overtourism as we see in many other countries. But in the future, if cruise tourism returns and grows exponentially, the issues of overtourism could come to places like Havana, some of the other port cities, and places like Vinales, where that we have so many Casa Particulares, could face problems of overtourism as well. The impact on Cuba of the most recent, the measures that have been taken since President Trump came to office have been particularly hard on small-scale non-government tourism in Cuba, which had become dependent on people-to-people travel. Many Americans came, stayed in Casa Particulares, ate in Paladares, and so on, and these sectors are now hurting greatly. I think at the moment, Cuba does not have a very high visibility in the United States. There are so many other issues that Americans are dealing with. But clearly, if the Democratic Party wins in the 2020 elections, the rollback of the Trump administration will be reversed, and the opening started by Obama will be reinstated and continue towards a normalization of relations. So the Trump administration has, for the first time, allowed Americans to bring lawsuits under what is called Title III of the Helms-Burton Law. And this means that they can bring a lawsuit for any properties that they believe that they had belonged to their families prior to the revolution. Experts say that as many as 6,000 lawsuits could be brought to try to regain expropriated properties. But to date, only 4 lawsuits have been filed, including one against Carnival Cruises for the use of the ports of Havana and Santiago. So it looks as if this is not going to prove to be a useful tool for trying to regain properties, and that we may see at the end of the day, see very few lawsuits actually filed because they are so difficult to win.